I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. The UN says it's reducing its footprint in the Gaza Strip after an Israeli tank strike hit one of its compounds last week, killing a staff member and wounding five others. Joe Fetterman has more from Jerusalem.
Palestinian health officials say the death toll has now reached 50,000 people. This is a staggering number in Gaza. It amounts to roughly 2.5% of the territory's 2 million people, and those numbers appear likely only to go higher. Israel resumed the war last week with a surprise wave of strikes that abruptly ended a two-month ceasefire. The Palestinians say hundreds of people have died in the past week alone. Israel says it's targeting Hamas militants and installations, and one of those killed on Sunday was a well-known Hamas leader. But hospital officials say scores of women and children are also among the dead. Israel shows no signs of slowing down. In addition to the airstrikes, it's pressing ahead with ground incursions across Gaza.
Again, that's the AP's Joe Fetterman, and I'm Ben Thomas.